Thank you and good morning. Humboldt County residents who want to add their comments and ideas to the discussion surrounding the county budget have one more day to submit comments to county staff. The Board of Supervisors held a community meeting earlier this month to solicit public feedback on budget priorities and needs. The county is looking at closing a budget deficit, combining departments and functions for better efficiency and service, and making decisions on where to distribute Measure Z funding. You can leave comments at the county website. Jordan Christmas has news about the Measure Z committee.
The Measure Z Citizens Advisory Committee meets this afternoon at 2 o'clock in the Board of Supervisor chambers. The committee will discuss the creation of a special district for Hoopa Ambulance Service, an issue that was a part of the distribution of funding for Measure Z revenue last year. The committee will also open discussion on funding priorities and discuss the funding interests for more than 50 agencies across the county, including additional information regarding those requests, the distribution of letters of support, and any specific questions committee members would like answered. The meeting is scheduled to run until 4 o'clock, and for more information, you can contact the county administrator's office.
Thank you, Jordan. The Del Norte County Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating 20-year-old Layla Sternad, who was wanted in connection with an assault and attempted robbery involving a firearm and a shot fired in the early morning hours on Tuesday in Smith River. Sternad was to meet someone at the location, and she was accompanied by two masked men who assaulted the victim and demanded money. The victim was able to flee, but later crashed his car and then fled on foot to call 911. Sternad, an adult white female, 5'4", 130 pounds, with brown hair and brown eyes, was arrested in January for her alleged involvement in an armed robbery at a residence in Smith River last November. Sternad is accused of firing at the house as she fled the scene with two masked accomplices, and she remains at large. The Humboldt County Sheriff's Office has issued a be on the lookout for 40-year-old Denise McClure and 49-year-old Robert Sears, who are suspected of committing an armed robbery at a Lolita residence Monday night. McClure and Sears entered the residence and began to pistol whip and beat the male victim after a shot had been fired in his direction. They went on to steal electronic devices before fleeing the scene in a gray SUV. Anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. As part of their routine patrol duties, Eureka police regularly check the doors and windows at local businesses, and when they find an unsecured door or evidence of a break-in or other crime, they need to contact the business owners as quickly as possible. Eureka police want to expedite that notification process for quicker communication, and police have asked that business owners complete and submit a merchant contact form. Business owners can fill out the form at the city website, and for additional information, contact the Eureka Police Department. The Fortuna Police Department and the County DUI Task Force will conduct a maximum enforcement period tonight, St. Patrick's Day. Officers will focus on removing impaired and dangerous drivers from roadways. So if you want to party and enjoy the holiday, you are encouraged to make arrangements for a designated driver. It's not just drivers, however. Pedestrians who have had too much to drink can put themselves and others in danger as well by walking in roadways. So use caution and common sense tonight. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The county and the city of Eureka have agreed to take a new approach to address the issue of homelessness, and it's a dramatic break from the way things have been done in the past. Supervisor Mark Lovelace spoke about the issue on Talk Shop yesterday and provided some insight into the new strategy based on the concept of housing first, while still addressing the underlying needs.
We've all taken an approach to dealing with the underlying problems, which is good, which is important, because homelessness is a symptom of other things. You know, it's a symptom of mental illness. It's a symptom of, you know, serious drug abuse. It's a symptom of escaping domestic violence. And that's been the focus.
Getting a homeless person into a permanent residence and then dealing with any underlying issues is the new approach. And as Lovelace explains, the entire goal is to get someone living on the street into housing.
What we've seen lately has been a shift towards what's called the housing first approach, which recognizes that we can deal with the mental illness issues and the alcohol and other drug issues and domestic violence issues or trauma issues, whatever other things might be affecting that person. We can provide all those services, but a person will still be homeless until they actually have a home.
The city and the county may have decided on a new strategy, but now the work to identify the money needed to implement any new plan begins. You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Supervisor Mark Lovelace by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this St. Patrick's Day. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.